In May 2025, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court opened his laptop in The Hague and discovered that Microsoft had killed his email account because the president of the United States signed a sanctions order and Microsoft, as an American company, just complied. The prosecutor of an international war crimes court had to switch to Proton Mail, a Swiss provider, just to do his job. Well, let me share with you the piece of fantastic news as a result. A coalition of European tech companies announced that on June 9th, they are launching EuroOffice, a sovereign open source replacement for Microsoft 365, built in Europe, governed in Europe, and stored in Europe. And the timing is not a coincidence. My name is Elle, and I use data analysis to spot patterns in geopolitics and economics. For the past year, this channel has been tracking Europe's systematic decoupling from American infrastructure across every sector. Defense, payments, cloud, AI, semiconductors, you name it. EuroOffice is the latest chapter, and in some ways, it is the most telling, because productivity software is not exciting. Nobody makes a blockbuster movie about spreadsheet sovereignty, but it is the layer that touches every single government employee, every teacher, every researcher, every public servant in Europe, every single day. And unlike some of the projects that are still in planning stages, this one ships in 9 days. So what is it exactly? EuroOffice is a suite of web-based editors for documents, spreadsheets, and presentations with real-time collaboration, the same core functionality that makes Microsoft 365 the default in governments and universities across Europe. It is built on a fork of OnlyOffice, an open-source office platform, and it supports Microsoft file formats, DocX, PPTX, XLSX, as well as open document format. The interface is deliberately designed to feel similar to anyone who has used Microsoft 365. If you know where the bold button is in Word, you know where it is in EuroOffice. The companies behind it include Ionos, Nextcloud, Eurostack, XWiki, Open Projects, Sovereign, Abilion, and BTactic, a coalition of European cloud collaboration and open source firms that together cover hosting, file management, project management, and knowledge systems. Ionos CEO Achim Weiss put it very plainly, there is a clear need for a reliable, fully Microsoft-compatible sovereign office solution in Europe. The 1.0 release goes live on June 9th, free to download from GitHub, and it will be integrated directly into Nextcloud Hub 26. The project announced in March and reached a stable release in under 3 months, which tells you something about how urgently the market is pulling for this. If you've been following this channel's playlist on European decoupling from the United States, this is the significant software sovereignty chapter, and it connects directly to every other move Europe has made in the past 18 months. Because here is what makes this story so much bigger than just a productivity suite. Germany's federal government spent 481 million euros on Microsoft licenses in 2025, up 76% in just 2 years. That is one country, 1 year, one vendor. Across all European governments, the estimated annual spend on American productivity software exceeds 2 billion euros. And it's not just the money. In June 2025, a Microsoft executive admitted under oath in a French Senate hearing that the company could not guarantee data sovereignty if American authorities demand access under the Cloud Act. That testimony landed like a grenade. France responded by announcing that 2.5 million civil servants would stop using Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and WebEx by 2027, migrating instead to a government-built platform called Visio based on open-source Jitsi. We have a separate video on that. I'm going to link it down below. But then France went even further and announced it was ditching Windows entirely for Linux across government systems. So that is not exactly a pilot program. It is an exit strategy. Meanwhile, the German state of Schleswig-Holstein has already finished the job. 40,000 civil servants have been migrated off Microsoft's entire ecosystem, Office, Teams, Outlook, Exchange, onto LibreOffice, Thunderbird, and Linux. The transition costs 9 million euros. The annual savings are 15 million. The payback period was less than a single year. The digital minister said that the ICC email lockout made the move feel even more urgent, and this is not an isolated experiment, by the way. By early 2026, roughly 80% of the state's workstations had completed the transition. The rest are on schedule. If you're trying to understand how to read the difference between a press release and a structural shift like this, my book, Awake the Practice of Critical Thinking in an Age of Self-Reliance, is available as an ebook and audiobook. Subscribers get 10% off, and you can grab the first chapter for free in the description links below. Now, I want to be honest about what EuroOffice is and what it is not, because this channel does not do hype without context. It is not going to replace Microsoft 365 for most enterprises or consumers anytime soon. Microsoft has 3 decades of integration, ecosystem lock-in, and muscle memory on its side. The macro features, the enterprise admin tools, the deep Active Directory integration, EuroOffice does not have those yet. It does not need to win that fight, though. It just needs to exist. The same way Wero does not need to kill Visa and MasterCard, it needs to just exist so that European payments cannot be switched off from Washington. EuroOffice is the same logic applied to productivity software. It is a sovereign fallback. And fallbacks only matter when somebody actually pulls the trigger, which, as the ICC prosecutor discovered, they kind of already have. The demand numbers tell the rest of the story. Nextcloud, the collaboration platform at the center of this coalition, saw customer inquiries triple in 2025. In the Netherlands alone, inquiries went up eightfold. The Dutch government started urgent reassessments of its entire digital infrastructure the same week the ICC email story broke. Austria's Federal Ministry of Economy adopted Nextcloud. The city of Stuttgart migrated. Sweden's Red Pill Linpro launched a sovereign Nextcloud workspace for the Nordics. Nextcloud has announced a €250 million investment program in sovereign infrastructure through 2030. And an IDC Europe survey found that 45% of European organizations said their interest in digital sovereignty solutions had grown specifically because of geopolitical instability in 2025. These are not activists. These are procurement departments. Denmark's digitalization minister said it out loud, Europe must never make itself so dependent on so few that it can no longer act freely. Here's where I think this goes next. By the end of 2026, at least 3 more EU member states will announce formal timelines to migrate government systems off Microsoft 365. The European Commission, which is already investigating Microsoft bundling practices around Teams and Office, will probably use EuroOffice as leverage, not necessarily to adopt it, but to negotiate from a position where a working alternative actually exists. That changes the dynamic of negotiation entirely. Nextcloud Sovereign Workspace will become the default collaboration layer for at least 5 European public sector deployments of over 100,000 users by 2027. EuroOffice will probably ship a version with integrated AI features built on Mistral or another European models within 12 months, because that is the next lock-in frontier Microsoft is building, and the EuroOffice coalition knows it. And Microsoft will probably respond by accelerating its so-called sovereign cloud offerings in Europe, but the fundamental problem, the Cloud Act, does not exactly go away just because you put a European flag on a data center. A US court order still reaches into the server room. Every European procurement officer now knows that. But if Europe is building sovereign replacement for Office, email, video conferencing, and operating systems, the question then becomes, what about the cloud infrastructure underneath all of this? Because right now, most of that still runs on Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. I made a separate video on Europe's answer to that question. That's the video that I would watch next. Thanks so much for watching this one. Subscribe, and I'll see you all on the next one.